you have any update on Kobe now?
Yeah, he's feeling better than yesterday, but seems like it's still bothering him a little bit.
Is the IL a possibility?
I don't believe so. It seems like it's manageable, but day to day, not too sure. It all depends on how he responds.
What went into the decision to start Jackson at second base today?
Yeah, a lot, actually. It's like, obviously, with Jackson in particular, like 22 years old, we all see the talent and the impact player that he is and is going to be. So definitely don't view him as a platoon player by any stretch, but also coming off the IL, you want to do right by him to get reacclimated back to big league pitching and try to find the right matchups, which, you know, I think we've had. And then also acknowledging that the players that were here when he was hurt, like Jeremiah Jackson in particular, played extremely well and are playing extremely well. So it's finding the right balance of those two aspects, and then also trying to find, it's not like McClanahan is the easiest lefty to face. Every lefty in this league that starts, they're a starter for a reason in the big league. So it's just trying to find the right spots to use Jackson, but also not trying to overexpose him, if that makes sense.
When a team has runners in the corners and they do, you know, stealing second, what factors go into, and I'm sure you guys discuss this in pre-pitch, whether the catcher will throw to second, whether you guys cut it short, I mean, what all goes into that, and how does, what's the split second decision for a catcher, whether to eat it or actually throw it to second?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's what's that team's behavior coming into the game? Is it a straight steal of second? Does that guy at third base go on the throw? Do they run the steal stop? Does the runner at first base stop to try to get in the rundown to get the guy going home? Is it a righty or a lefty up? You know, with a righty, the third baseman is closer to third base. With a lefty, depending on the hitter and his, you know, batted ball tendencies, is that third baseman off? You know, also game state, out state as well, like how many outs there are. And also how is the pitcher on the mound, like what's his release time, the home plate, you know, is it reasonable or is it high? So there's a lot of factors that go into the decision-making process.
Back to Jackson Holliday starting against lefties, so you look for opportunities. You know, as a manager, how often are you kind of putting guys in challenging positions to get them to rise to that level? I mean, you sort of had to see that maybe yesterday with Colton, yesterday pinch hitting and coming in, and he hits the homer and has his big moment and never gets that unless you sort of trust him and be like, hey, go make something happen. Is that somewhat your philosophy, baked into your philosophy as a manager, to try and give guys a chance to overcome?
Yeah, I wouldn't say overcome, but it's finding the right matchups for them to succeed, right? And like when we pinch hit, it has nothing to do with the hitter that we're pinch hitting for. It's saying more about the guy that's on the team that's on the bench, and it's the right matchup for them to succeed. And I think as a hitter in this game, the first thing you have to do at the big league level is that you have to dominate the platoon advantage first, right? That's the biggest thing. You have to dominate that, and then it's almost like you warrant or earn the other matchups. You know, like it's taking Gunner a little bit. Like the left-on-left matchup is historically the toughest matchup in the history of baseball. And like we've seen that, you know, this year in particular, like the way teams construct their bullpens, like every team has at least one, if not two, sometimes three, like lefty killers, you know, and it's really tough to get comfortable as a left-handed hitter. And sometimes, like, you have our lefties, like we keep our lefties in there because of the leverage of the situation, and then also how early in the game is it, and if that's their last lefty and that comes back around, like are we going to have the matchup we want there? So it's a lot that goes into it, especially on the starting side. Like when you're starting off, like you want to make sure that it's like thread and needle of development and winning, you know. like develop Jackson into a bona fide impact player, which we all know he will be and is, but and also acknowledging that he's 22 years old. And we want to make sure that he's not getting beaten down by this league, which inevitably every player will, but it's finding the right, even though it's challenging, you know, is this a matchup to where Jackson can go out there and be Jackson Holiday and not trying to adjust his approach, his swing, and now it's going to be detrimental for him moving forward, you know, so it's just constant conversations with him and our hitting coaches.
We hear a lot about how difficult it is for a starter to see the same team twice in a row. Both Bradish and McClanahan are doing that today. What challenges does that present to Bradish? And maybe on the flip side, how can you guys use that to your benefit against McClanahan?
Yeah, I think it's a little different as starters because they're big league starters because they can navigate the lineup multiple times. And that extends through like multiple looks throughout the year. And for Bradish and McClanahan, like I think where pitchers get in trouble is when they stray away from their strengths or what makes them great and kind of giving the hitters too much credit, if that makes sense. And as a pitcher or even a catcher calling the game, like you don't know what the hitter's thinking. You know, like you have no idea what he's looking at, what he's seeing. And the only thing you can go off of is like the swings the guys are taking or the takes they're having if they're laying off some tough pitches. So always it's like the cat and mouse game of which team can identify the offensive approach quicker than the other team, you know, and that's every game. It's like that. It's like, what's the team approach? How's that pitcher approaching that guy? So there's a lot that goes into that.
Yesterday, in a paraphrase, you said Tyler O'Neill was closer to breaking out of it than he believes. You said that about Gunner a couple of weeks ago. You mm-hmm. saw him come out a little bit. What is it that you see in Tyler to make you think that about him?
Yeah. It's like yesterday in particular, like he had some good swings on balls, you know, and I know it's tough to hear sometimes, but you know, when he fouled one straight back and he got off his swing and timing was off a little bit or path wasn't the way that it usually is, so you just miss or clip underneath. Like he drove a ball to right field. So with TO that's where we kinda talked about with Gunner. Like when guys are not getting results, but they're close, then they're still not getting results. Now they're overcompensating for the results portion, and then that's when it kind of spirals a little bit. And that's where Gunner was outstanding of trusting his process and his work and going through that tough time and still being able to get off the swing he wants to. And now you were kind of seeing the results, and especially with him using the middle of the field. You know, I think with T.O., him driving the ball to right field was, to me, a huge, I wouldn't say red flag, but a positive swing for him, because early in the year when he was going through it, it looks like he was trying to pull everything. You know, and when T.O., when any hitter's going well, like they're driving the ball to right center. Well, the left center if you're a lefty. So with T.O., like having that swing, seems like he's close, but also don't know what's going on in T.O.'s head. You know, so I think he's close, but I know the work he's putting in with our hitting coaches, so I could see him kind of like really catching fire here hopefully in a week or so.
From an information gathering standpoint, what did you learn about the Rays playing them last week that can kind of inform how you're approaching the series?
Yeah, it's the same reason I know, being there for a long time, and their pitching's elite. You know, Kyle Snyder does a great job. The pitching coach has been there for a long time. He does a great job with those guys, and it seems like it doesn't matter who they put in the Rays uniform or on the mound, but some of the nastiest stuff you'll see in the league. And on the offensive side, like Junior and Yandy and Aranda, they're forces in the box, and the rest of the lineup, they're forces as well, but it looks different. You know, it's a grindy at bat. They make you work. they fight off tough pitches, they lay off tough pitches, and then they have the ability to put the ball in play. And they have a lot of speed over there, so it causes a little bit of chaos on the defensive side of the ball. So when you have those guys that are grinding out at bats, especially towards the bottom of the order, then when it turns back around to the, you know, to Junior and Aranda and Diaz, like the pitcher is already grinding. You know, it's kind of what we talked about with the at bat with Beavers against Sandy. And then also the at bat that Aranda had too as well at their place. So like it's a very diverse team, and like it's very intentional how they kind of constructed that team.